Hey, what's going on, everybody? Christopher Stubbs here, bringing you another edition of The Follow-Up. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about communication and its importance on your career ladder. You see, the way you communicate, the way that you deliver your message is extremely important. You always hear the saying, it's not about what you said, it's about how you said it. That's something to think about. So if we think about this concept that it's more about how you said it than what you said, that means that if I say let's say I had a neighbor, right? And I said to my neighbor, your grass is growing ridiculously all over my, your like, it's terrible, right? You're like, it just looks terrible. Now, I could just be telling the complete truth about that. However, what if I approach my neighbor like this? Neighbor, you're one of my, closest friends. We've grown to know each other. And it's, I really enjoy you as being my neighbor. And, just being a homeowner and, wanting to, of course, keep the community, together and, having things just look nice. I was just wondering, what are your thoughts on, your grass and how it grows? And because I noticed you don't cut it that often, and not that you should, because you're not required to cut your grass. It's your grass. But what are your thoughts about cutting your grass? Like, I just want to understand your concept around it. They're going to tell you this and that. And then you come back with, okay, well, I just want you to know that that the grass and how it's growing over here seems to be kind of coming over onto my property, and I'm not going to tell you when or how to cut your grass, but all I'm just asking is, as a neighbor and as your friend, that I am able to, as your neighbor, as your friend, that if you don't mind just keeping the grass trimmed at least right here on the line, because it's coming over onto my side and it's just messing things up, and I don't want seeds to be cross fertilized, things like that. Now, that second example, although it may have been a little more long winded, a little more thorough, a little more explained, it took a little longer. It comes off way more empathetic, sympathetic, and thoughtful. When you just tell someone, hey, neighbor, get your grass from over here on my side of the line. Well, now there could be some animosity. There could be some tension. This could lead to a conflict simply because of how you said it. Communication is really about how you say things. I've been in education for now more than 10 years. And the one thing that I have grown to understand, and although it is completely against my natural nature, I'm a straightforward person. I know maybe on these podcasts and all my vlogs on YouTube that you might think, oh, there's no way Chris is like a short, straight to the point person. You'd be surprised. And the reason why I am straight to the point is because it saves time. But as I grow older and more wiser, I'm realizing that although something may take a little longer and be extended, sometimes it's better to communicate with more thoughtfulness rather than bluntness. Thoughtfulness will be able to get your message across much more understandably than bluntness. Bluntness is left to interpretation. That's the problem we have with text messages, ladies and gentlemen. Text messages have gotten so many people in trouble based on the word choice, the spacing between certain words, emojis, and why did you use that emoji? Oh, what, they could have said this. The reason why is because the communication was not clear enough. That is why you have this animosity when people read certain text messages and they all of a sudden just blow up and they get angry, they get mad and upset. It's not because of what they said. It's because of how they said it. So if there's anything that you can remember, not only during your job search, not only during your phone interviews, not only during your informational interviews, in life, communication is key. And I'm going to tell you this from my own experience, that if there's one thing that I do understand now, that I know more, that I know way better now than I did when I was younger, is that being more thoughtful rather than blunt is the way to go. Thoughtfulness versus bluntness. Thoughtfulness will always win. That's this edition of the follow-up episode. Please be sure to leave a like, leave a comment, get 5-star, 4-star, 1-star. I don't care what your stars are. Just, hey, let me know what's going on. Let me know if you have any questions. You can always contact me on my Twitter at KRIS_Stubbs, STUBBS. If you want to get in touch, you got any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. This is your boy, K Stubbs, another edition of the follow-up. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.